Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here, and today on the podcast slash video for YouTube, I'm going to be talking about overlanding resolutions. So this is the last episode for 2023. I can't believe we're already through the entire year of 2023, but that means I'm in full swing for my camping season. I'm a winter camper, so now that we're through all the holidays, I'm going to be going a lot in January, February, and March, and hopefully April, if it doesn't get too rainy. So I'm excited about that. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about what are my resolutions for next year, and I'm going to tie them into like things that might be applicable for you guys and how to think about, you know, and be a little more intentional with trying to get out on overlanding trips, trying to get out on camping trips, getting out and enjoying the outdoors. So if that sounds interesting to you, stay tuned and we will dive into overlanding New Year's resolutions. When I let you go.
Sandstorm, I fought it, though I wanted it.
All right, guys. So as I mentioned in the intro, today I'm talking about overlanding resolutions for next year. And again, I'm going to tie that into kind of like ways to think about overlanding and ways to be a little bit more intentional with your trips and kind of what you want to do and setting goals for yourself. And at the same time, I'm going to talk about my goals for 2024. So if you're just a fan of the channel and you kind of want to know what's coming in 2024, I'm going to touch on that.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
A little bit too. So first of all, let's start with how to sort of be intentional about your overlanding trips and how to make future plans for your overlanding trips so that you get the most value possible next year. Whether you're new to overlanding or whether you've been doing it for a long time, I feel like a lot of us, myself included, get into sort of the routine of life. You get stuck in a rut. And then whenever you get the opportunity to go, of course you're going to jump on it and you're going to go, right? But then what that does is it ends up creating a situation where I never really get to go to any place new. Like right now I'm in Hoosier National Forest. I love Hoosier National Forest. It's my stomping grounds, if you want to call it that. But I really want to go and explore new places. That's the whole point of overlanding, right? Is to get out, to kind of push your boundaries a little bit, to be sufficient on your vehicle, and to go out and explore and see things that you've never seen. So that's my kind of goal for next year. And that's what I think, you know, is a good tip for people that are trying to get a little bit more intentional with overlanding. Instead of waiting for the last minute, try to think ahead. Try to make plans, right? Let your work know that you're going to need a Thursday, Friday off because you want to do 4 days and go to a surrounding state or a nearby state to explore something you've never seen before. You know, if you've got kids, figure out your kids' sporting events, when those take place, work around those, and then find times when you can get out and take a trip. Find a time when you can take the kids out of school if you want to and take them on a trip. Take them to see the Grand Canyon. Take them to, you know, go overlanding in a faraway state. There's a ton of different things that you can do that would be a ton of fun. And if you plan for it, then you should be able to get out. And instead of just going at the last minute to like your local national forest or your backyard, then you can go to cooler places and see things that you may not have otherwise.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Scene. So then for that comes budgeting too, right? Of course. I mean, all of this is tied to money in some way or another. So you want to be thinking about that. And again, maybe instead of taking two or three quick trips to your national forest, if you're really wanting to get out and stretch your legs a little bit, don't take that half day off every other Friday to go, you know, on a super simple, short little overnighter. Maybe leave all that time and then take your PTO and save it up and take a whole week off, you know, once a quarter. That's another tip for ways to maybe get out and explore a little bit more. Another tip would be start small, right? So again, I go to Hoosier National Forest probably 70% of my trips. But like this year, I pushed for it a little bit. I went all the way up to Wisconsin in February and had a winter trip there. Then later on, I went to a different part of Wisconsin in the summer and had a really fun off-roading, wheeling, camping trip that weekend too. Then in September, I went to CORE, the Keweenaw Overland Adventure Retreat. It's in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Went all the way up to Michigan, and that was a lot of fun. But I took 3 days off work for that and had like a five-day trip basically. But so like with that Keweenaw Overland Adventure Retreat trip, I basically took 3 days off work, but then that was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then I had Saturday, Sunday too. So I had a five-day stretch, almost a week long, of constant overlanding. We camped in Wisconsin. We camped on the mouth of the Huron. We camped at the CORE event itself in the Trails End campground in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So, you know, when you plan for stuff like that and make that a staple or something that you want to do, you can get out and you can do more stuff. Another thing is if you're staying simple and you're staying nearby, like I live in Indiana, there's stuff in Ohio that I haven't seen. There's stuff in Illinois that I haven't seen. There's a Garden of the Gods in Illinois. There's a Shawnee National Forest in Ohio. There's some places that are still nearby, but maybe take a 4 hour, 5 hour drive instead of a 2 hour drive. But if I just plan a little bit better for that, if I take a whole day off maybe on like a Friday so that I have enough time to get out there, explore, hit some trails on a Friday, camp that night, hit trails and stuff Saturday, camp that night, and then head home on Sunday, you can go out and you can find places that you've never been before and see some cooler stuff versus just going back to the same place over and over and over again. But again, you have to think about that because it's really easy to get into that routine of like, oh shoot, I can go this weekend, let's go. 2 hours away, Hoosier National Forest, I'm going, right? But if you can really plan it out and really think ahead and save some money and budget a little bit, save some PTO time and stuff like that, then you could go not too far, but you could go 4 to 6 hours away and you could still have a really good 3-day, 2-night trip if you plan for it.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
All right, so now let's talk about my resolutions for 2024. If you're interested in that, this will hopefully be interesting to you to see what I have planned for next year. But, you know, the new truck has about 11,000 miles on it now. I've actually put a ton of miles on it. I've only had it for about 6 months now. And I took it to Wyoming and I took it to Wisconsin a couple times and I took it to Michigan and all over the place, right? I've just been camping nonstop in this thing. I think I've spent about 50 nights now in the last 6 months camping in this truck. And it's been great. So, you know, the mods have kind of hit a point where I've got the 33s on it now. I've got the All Dogs Off-Road lift on it, which has been fantastic. I've got my rooftop tent. I've got my extrusion overland bed rack on it. I've got my fridge mounted. I've got it pretty well set up. I really like the way that the build is going so far. But as you may have seen, if you follow on Instagram or, you know, some of the previous videos or podcasts that I've done, I got the truck stuck like a month ago. And that reminded me of the importance of getting a front bumper and a rear bumper on this thing as quick as possible, and some sliders and maybe some underbody armor as well. So, you know, there will definitely be some plans for some modifications coming to the truck. I'm not going to say too much about this, but I am trying to work with a local company to develop some stuff for the third gen Frontier. So I will keep you guys up to date on that. But again, if you are Frontier people, if you're a third gen person especially, I'm trying to work for you guys here. I'm trying to work on something that could be really cool for all of us and be sort of a new entry in the arena of like armor, sliders, you know, different things. And I've got some ideas for some unique things that don't exist yet that I want to build for this truck too. So there'll be more to come on that for sure. So definitely stay tuned to that. If you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, make sure to go over to YouTube and subscribe over there, because there will be tons of stuff coming about some custom modifications and armor and bumpers and things like that for the Frontier, hopefully in the near future. Also for next year, guaranteed, definitely planned trips. Early 2024, want to do a Patreon group trip. So if you're not part of the Patreon, link in the description down below, definitely go join that. Even at the $5 mark, it doesn't matter to me. It's just support, right? It makes me feel super appreciative of you guys if you give even just a couple bucks for the Patreon stuff. That makes me feel super special. So if you want to do that, feel free. No pressure, though. I've always kind of hated Patreon, if I'm being 100% honest, but at the same time, it does allow for, I mean, you know, just a couple bucks that I get every month helps, pay for gas and stuff to get out here and do these trips to make videos and make podcasts for you guys. But we're going to do a trip in early 2024 with the Patreon people. I'm trying to get everybody a place to meet in the middle because we're all pretty spread apart. But we're going to try and plan that trip for real in early 2024 to get everybody together to actually go camping and hang out in person. So that'll be a lot of fun. Then in April, we've got More Expo. There will be a link in my descriptions down below, you know, from now until More, probably with a discount code. So if you're looking to go to that, it's only like $20 a day or something. It's really inexpensive. They also have camping. So if you want to camp there, you can do that. But it's a great time. I mean, it's just such a fun expo. And it's the only one that's kind of in the Midwest. You either got to go way west or way east to hit one of the Overland Expo expos. So it's just nice to have an option that's more in the Midwest. It's in Springfield, so it's pretty centrally located. It's only about 10 hours from me, so it's not too bad of a drive. Definitely not as far as like going out to Flagstaff or anything like that. So anyways, I will definitely be at that in April with the new truck, with all the modifications I've got and whatever I can get done between now and April. So if you want to see the truck in its latest configuration in April, definitely come to More Expo and say hi. Then throughout the year, again, I have lots of plans to like kind of hit surrounding states, to kind of hit nearby like Ohio and Illinois and kind of explore some new places that I've never been before for some reason and just kind of stretch my legs a little bit. Been to Wisconsin a lot, been to Michigan a lot, been to Kentucky, but want to get back to Kentucky because it's really fun. But definitely want to get to Ohio and Illinois a little bit and see what's there too. May even look at Virginia again because I went a few years ago and it was amazing. So there may be a trip in the works for Virginia as well. Then of course there's going to be CORE in September, which is one of my favorite trips. I'm definitely going to go to that again. I go every year. It's tons of fun. I'm going to try and bring my wife this year. So if you want to meet my wife, she should be there as well. So that should be a lot of fun. If you do not know about CORE, again, there's a link in my description to Northology Adventures. That's who puts on CORE. So if you want to learn more about that, click through that to their website and check that out. But it is an amazing event. It sells out super, super quick when the tickets go on sale. So if you want to get in, you better get those tickets quick. And so that's kind of my plan for next year. More Expo, CORE for sure. Hopefully some sort of like a bigger trip sometime in the middle of the year. And then a lot of not short trips, but maybe like 4 to 6 hour trips to surrounding states and things like that to kind of explore some new areas and make some cool videos for you guys on places in the Midwest that maybe you've never heard of or you've never seen, because there's just not a lot of people making content about them. So my plan is to get more and more trip videos going. So if you want to see more trip videos, definitely subscribe to the channel on YouTube or keep listening on the podcast here. The only tough thing is trip videos don't really translate to podcasts. So if you guys listen on the podcast, I love you guys. I appreciate you. But definitely go over and check out YouTube too, because there's a ton of stuff happening over there, visual stuff that I just can't replicate on the podcast, right? So that'll do it for New Year's resolutions for Overlanding 2024. I hope that gave you some helpful information. And again, if you're a fan of the channel and you want to kind of know what's coming in 2024, better quality content, more trip videos, you know, more reviews, more do-it-yourself mods, more third-gen Frontier stuff. So just tons of stuff coming, right? And I love doing this stuff, and you guys are so fun. The community that is building around this channel is so fun to engage with. So, you know, without getting sappy or teary-eyed here, I want to say thanks to all of you guys that listen on the podcast. Thanks to all you guys that watch on YouTube. It really means a lot, and it's been really cool to see the growth of the channel and to talk to you guys and learn about your builds and that sort of stuff. And that's what really gets me going. That's what keeps me in this, right? I'm still not making $1 million. I'm doing okay. Don't get me wrong. I do make a little bit from YouTube and from affiliate links and things like that. So if you're worried about it, thank you. But I'm doing okay. But trying to go full-time at some point, because I do really love this stuff. I love the community. And this is what I enjoy, right? Like I'm down here instead of spending time with my family tonight as a job, almost shooting videos, shooting gear reviews, talking about diesel heaters, talking about my setup, that sort of thing, because I just really love doing it. So again, thanks to all of you guys. You guys make it worth it. You guys make it a ton of fun, and I appreciate you. You know, typical sort of wrap up here, in the description down below are going to be links to all my social channels. So again, I'd love to grow all those channels in 2024. I'd love to continue to grow those to the point where, again, I can find some sponsors that are like, hey, this guy's a big enough deal that we should work with him. So if you haven't subscribed on any of those channels or followed on any of those channels and you don't mind doing it, go do it. It helps a ton. And the more those channels grow, the more I can make videos for you guys and podcasts for you guys. Also in the description below are links to my website where I've got my patches and stickers. Started kind of talking about those more. I think they're pretty cool. I'm pretty proud of them. And again, that's another revenue stream that you get a patch for $12. You get a sticker for $5. If you enjoy it, it's a cool sticker. They're high quality things that are custom made by really high quality vendors that I use. So you get a thing and I make a couple bucks, and then it helps contribute to that goal of kind of going more full time, right? So if you want to check those out, definitely check those out. And then of course there's the Patreon page. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to have a Patreon trip. There's more and more content coming on there all the time. And as the Patreon grows, that allows me to make more videos too. And I appreciate your support. And then last but not least, there's the Newbie Overlanders Facebook page. Totally free to join. I don't make any money off that or anything, but it's a fantastic resource. And it's a great way to sort of turn this community into something where we can help each other and communicate with each other. So if you want to join that, check that out as well, whether you're new or not. But again, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Leave a 5-star review on the podcast or click that like button if you're on YouTube. And we'll see you guys next year. We'll be right back.